Okay, our next guest is Detective Robin Danny with the Thornton, Colorado Police Department. Robin is also the treasurer of her local FOP Lodge number 17 here in Colorado and has attended National Police Week as a serving police officer. And we thought that this perspective was also really an important perspective because sometimes we as police officers don't think that it's our place to be there, and I think we're going to disagree with you and encourage you to go. Robin, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Can you share a little bit about your personal story and what took you to National Police Week in the past?
Sure. Basically, every other year that we don't have to go to a national FOP convention, our lodge sends a contingent back to Memorial Week. I know it's gone on for many years, and I applaud them for doing so. I think it's a wonderful thing, and it really gives you a different perspective on exactly what it is and exactly how powerful it is. The first time I went was 2 years ago, and I'll be going again this year in 2010. I wanted to go because I seem to be that person at the office that a lot of people come to for help with things, and I've put myself through the COPS training. I've put myself through some peer support training. I've attended training on doing police funerals, and although we haven't had a line of duty death, I just completed a funeral for a friend in February. So I am just very interested in that. It's a good way for me to serve, and it feels really good to be able to serve in that way. So I really wanted to go to the memorial to see what that was all about. I went with a group of people when I went in 2008, and some of those people had been before, some had not. This year, I'm the only one that's been there before, and we're trying to send every year that we do send a group at least one person so that they can kind of know what to expect and know how to get around and things like that. And I had thought of some things that I thought was just really kind of important to go over for officers that, you know, are not necessarily escorting or are not necessarily, you know, serving in the honor guard, things like that, just attending officers. And the first thing that's really important is that you need to check with your airline regarding taking your weapon. Different airlines have different rules, and I won't go into all the fun it is to try to do it, but that is just definitely something that we need to do because we wear our full uniform, our Class A uniform, to the memorial service. Other things, just kind of in general, we checked out the metro before we went. It's a great way to get around there, the subway is, and you can look at the maps online, and their web address is www.wmata.com, and you can kind of get yourself acclimated as to where things are and where you need to be when you get there, because it's really, it's the only way to get around once you're there. A couple other things I thought about, obviously take good walking shoes. You're walking a lot, and you need to be prepared for that. We also, I had a backpack for when we went out sightseeing or when we went out, you know, to the memorial or whatever, so that we had some place to put all that stuff that we collected, purchases, brochures, you know, whatever. And I ended up carrying that around the whole time, but that's okay. It was a good place for us to gather everything so that we could get everything back to our hotel room at the end of the day. And, you know, we did a lot of sightseeing as well as being there for the memorial, but one of the most important things I think that we did was we visited the actual memorial before the candlelight service. I think it's really important to acclimate yourself as to what it is and the feeling that's there. Mm-hmm. I've seen pictures of the memorial, of course, but I really didn't realize, number one, how big it was, and number two, how just seeing all those names was just totally overwhelming and really quite emotional. There's so many people there that are there grieving, and just the emotion that's there is really quite amazing. And you want to take time to walk around the memorial and look at all the things that people have left. Look at the pictures. Know that these people were more than just a cop. They have families. They have friends. Sure, they were a cop. Yes, they died, you know, serving their city, state, country, whatever. But it really meant a lot to me to walk around and really look at things. And then we did rubbings, of course, of a lot of officers that we knew in our area. We've even been requested to do some rubbings by some fellow officers that, you know, were more personally associated maybe with people who had been lost. And they're really good there about leading you to where exactly that person's name is so that you can do the rubbings. And the pieces of paper they give you say the National Law Enforcement Memorial on them, and those are really great. Mm. One thing that I would suggest is that you maybe take a crayon or two with you. There are pencils there. There are some crayons that people have left, but crayons work really well. And, you know, they're broken and they're hard to find and all that kind of stuff, so you might want to take something like that. But that's definitely something that you want to do before the candlelight vigil, just to walk around and see it all and spend a lot of time doing that. And then, of course, the candlelight vigil itself is a very emotional program. The program is meant to evoke that emotion, but what I found was even more than the program, you could actually feel physically just the raw emotion that's there, and the sense of loss that's there was really quite amazing and very overwhelming for me. I don't know what got into me, but I became very emotional there, and good thing I had lots of tissue, and I knew in my group that I was there with, it was okay to break down, and it was okay to take advantage of the support that I received from my fellow officers that were there. But don't be afraid to do that, because it was an awesome experience and one that I would never change. We don't wear our uniforms to the candlelight vigil. We normally wear FOP shirts. We're, at least in our little group, we wear matching shirts just so that we can identify each other. And then we took some time after the vigil to walk around some more, meet and greet other officers. We did that the whole trip, because you can usually tell officers, you know, even when you just see them walking down a sidewalk, and we were oftentimes talking to officers from all over the country, and you know, just doing that networking that's so important, and finding out why they were there and all those kinds of things. And after the vigil, we did a lot of the same. We stood around and talked, and it was really a great sharing time. The memorial service, as I said, we wear our full dress uniform, our Class A's, including hats. The one thing that people tend to forget is a badge shroud. You are, of course, to be shrouding your badge. You might want to take a jacket and possibly a slicker, just depending upon what the weather in D.C. is going to be. When I was there, the first 2 days I was there, it was raining sideways, and then it became very beautiful. So you just never know what it's going to be, and you'd rather have it there than not have it. Right. There's not a whole lot of seating at the memorial service. The seating that is there is reserved for those families that, you know, have a current loss or are there, you know, with their escort officers or whatever. So you have to stand for long periods of time and be prepared for it. There are some long speeches. So you just need to make sure that you're prepared for that. And with that, you'll want to take, like, snacks and water with you. There's not a lot close by that you can get to. They were handing out water the day that I was there, but I think they ran out of water. It was a very hot and humid and icky day. So just make sure that you take some stuff like that. And make sure that you eat, like, either a late breakfast or early lunch. We made the mistake of not eating before we went to the memorial service. By the time it was done, we were all just starving, so that's a really good thing to do. And then this, for me, wasn't as emotional as the candlelight vigil. It's, like I said, a lot of speeches, and it was a very nice service, but just a very different feel there. It was very respectful and honoring and things like that. And then we went back to the memorial site. They do the wreath laying there after the memorial service. The only other suggestions I had was to look at the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial website. They have other events that are going on throughout the week that you can attend that were really good. We went to the pipe band march and service, which, looking at it on paper, I wasn't so sure about, but it was awesome, and we had just a great time there. And it's just a really good time to connect with officers from all over the United States and you know, just make those connections and just really get into why we're there and why it's so important that we do be there for other officers, whether or not we've lost someone or not. And I think that's about all I had.
Well, can you just elaborate just for a second on why you think it's important for serving officers to be there, even if you haven't lost somebody in the line of duty this year?
Well, it's a way to honor all of those officers, and truly they are our brothers and sisters, officers, you know, throughout the whole world, quite frankly. And to be able to honor them in that way and to be there to honor their service, honor what they did for us, because truly they're, you know, they are the thin blue line. It is us, and if it wasn't them, it could have been one of us. We just don't know. And I think it's really important for the families to see that there are a lot of people out there, that there is this law enforcement family, that even though we don't know them, we still care about them, and we still honor them and respect them and appreciate their sacrifice.
Yeah, and I think we're there honoring, supporting the families. That's why we're all involved in Concerns of Police Survivors, and it seems that it is just one giant opportunity for everyone to come together and share. And I appreciate your comments about, you know, feeling okay to express your grief, because that's the time to do it. That's the place to do it. And nobody should feel embarrassed about that.
Absolutely.
Robin, I want to thank you very much for your time, and thank you for your service, but also thank you for what you're doing for cops and the whole Concerns of Police Survivors family. I appreciate you sharing.
Thank you.